The Monforte Castle is a national monument and a symbol of the city of Campobasso. It is named after Count Nicholas II Monforte of Monforte Cambatesa, who restored it in 1458 after the earthquake of 1456. An ancient parchment dating from 1375 confirms the existence of a castle in the city already by that date, and it is the oldest evidence about it. Dominating the city at about 719 meters above sea level, the castle is almost 100 meters higher than the average height of the town. The surrounding area is occupied by the Via Matris Park, a natural trail that is articulated along the hillside, retracing the steps of the Via Crucis. The castle is engraved on a silver coin of 5 euro minted by the State Mint in 2012 for the Italy of Arts project dedicated to the city of Campobasso. The castle sits on top of the mountain which overlooks Campobasso. The building looks like a massive quadrilateral with a main entrance, no longer used anymore, facing the city below. There are traces of the drawbridge and of the tower's place in defense points. There are few squared windows, which are so small that they mix up with the embrasures. A large rectangular tower stands out at 808 meters above sea level. It houses the meteorological station of the military air force of Campobasso, and it is one of the highest towers of Italy. At the top of the wall, there is a long sequence of merlons. Above the current entrance, overlooking a large square, there is the Monforte's emblem, composed of a cross surrounded by four roses. The interior of the castle is very meager. Climbing the bare steps will get you on the terrace, where you can admire a wide and impressive sight. You can see the remains of the Osco Samnite walls, the structure in a fan of the old town, the city of Campobasso and many villages around. The view extends from the valleys of the rivers Biferno, Trigno and Fortore to the mountains of Abruzzo with the beautiful Maiella, from the green mountains of Molise to the yellow hills of Puglia and even the Adriatic Sea, about 16 kilometers away. Interesting is the basement of the castle, which covers an area equal to that at the surface. The target area of the basement is unknown, but is speculated that it may have been a storage tank or jail or even a refuge during the battles. It currently houses the reserves of water that served the civic aqueduct. It was certainly a prison, however, the local place in the dungeons, which can be accessed via a turret. For centuries, one of the local dungeons was considered the torture room. A popular belief says that a secret passageway starts here, now walled up, that going down the hillside leads outside the village up to the St. Anthony's Abbot door. Another belief says that passing through a small door located on the north side of the castle, you can reach the St. John in Golfo's Hill, where there might have been a Roman settlement.